The boy cleared his throat. My grandmother could come and look in, sir. Not to stay, like, but she could come every day, just for a bit. Dr. Maudsley, disconcerted, considered. It was a way out, and he was looking for a way out. Well, Ambrose, I think that would be the ideal arrangement, in the short term at least, and no doubt your uncle will be back in a very few days, in which case there will be no need, as you say, to...
Indeed.
I rose smoothly from my chair and held out my hand.
Thank you for coming so quickly.
The man had lost his footing entirely. He rose to his feet at my prompt, and I felt the brief touch of his fingers in mine. They were sweaty. Once again he searched in my face for my name, Adeline or Emmeline, Emmeline or Adeline. He took the only way out. I'm sorry about Mr. Digance. Truly I am, Miss March.
Thank you, Doctor.
And I hid my smile behind a veil of tears. Dr. Maudsley nodded at the boy on his way out and closed the door behind him. Now for the boy himself. I waited for the doctor to get away, then opened the door and invited the boy to go through it.
By the way, I said,
as he reached the threshold, in a voice that showed I was mistress of the house.
There's no need for your grandmother to come in.
He gave me a curious look. Here was one who saw the green eyes and the girl inside them. Just as well, he said, with a casual touch to the brim of his cap, since I haven't got a grandmother.